Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
Here's how it's going to work today. Parker, you're going to get an actual vote.
An actual vote.
All right.
Whoa. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Jamie and Parker will have to decide whether to stay and hear more or swipe on to the next one. In the event of a tie, I'm just going to read the story to fill time. All right. So moving on to story number one. Nick Reiner makes demands from jail.
I'm going to swipe.
Oh, what kind of...
It was such a horrific story.
It was. But I'm also really wondering what demands the guy could have.
He has demands.
Stay.
All right, stay. We can stay.
Nick Reiner wants the money that he is owed from the trust his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, set up for him as he awaits the trials for their murders. I'm laughing at the absurdity.
Wow.
It's a horrific story, but I cannot believe that, yes, Nick Reiner is now demanding his inheritance, basically.
That is mind-boggling.
Jamie, I am not a fancy schmancy lawyer.
Sure.
I'm not well versed in law.
Right?
But I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that if you do, in fact, murder the people that are leaving you money, I don't think you should get the money.
Not to mention the fact that he's probably going to spend, I'm guessing, a few years in prison for said murders. He's
confessed. 2-3 years,
yes.
Yeah.
What is he going to do with the money? Why he's there?
He's looking to hire a new lawyer.
With the money?
With the money.
Oh.
But he wants his money.
Because the attorney told him that he doesn't have a prayer of getting out? Is that why he
probably
wants a new attorney?
Would you take this case?
Right? No. That's just it. It feels, I mean, obviously it's got to go through the court of laws, but it feels pretty much like that we all know what the conclusion is most likely going to be, right?
It's pretty
Yikes.
Open and shut. I mean, maybe
Yikes.
You need somebody to plead a good insanity case,
right.
But I think that's your best bet.
Wow. That's...
I feel like asking for the money is helpful for the insanity case,
that's,
actually.
Right?
It's a bold move.
It's a very bold move.
It is insane.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it works
out
for him.
Wow, gutsy.
Moving
okay.
on, we have a controversial celebrity couple that has called it quits.
Oh, okay. I'll stay.
Yeah, a little drama.
I like drama.
This is Vrabel, more Jamie's
is it?
Wheelhouse.
It's not Mike Vrabel, is it?
And it is
Diana
not
Rossini.
Mike Vrabel.
Okay, all right.
And we will talk about that as soon as there's more updates on that.
Okay.
I hope there are. Fingers crossed.
All right.
Sources close to the former couple. Ethan Slater and Ariana Grande have called it quits allegedly a couple months ago.
Wow.
And the story just broke, and it is confirmed that the two have split up, but they remain friends and are very supportive of one another.
I've lost track of Ari's love life. Was she married to this one?
She was not married to Ethan Slater.
Okay, but they'd been together for a while.
Was she married or was she engaged?
I don't know. I've lost track of her love
Ethan
life.
Ethan Slater was married.
Okay. All right.
Ethan Slater was married and had a kid.
I mean...
And then dumped her for Ariana Grande right as they were shooting Wicked.
How did she think this was going to end? I mean, he doesn't have a great track record.
Her?
Right.
He had a wife and kid. How did he think this was going to end?
The whole thing is, I don't know. I've lost track of Ariana Grande's love life.
I think she has too, and that's nothing against
her.
If
I
was
love
super
her.
Rich, famous, and attractive and could
sure.
sing like that, I'd play the field a lot too. The fact of the matter is, if I'm Ethan Slater, buddy, we all looked at this couple, and I don't say this to sound shallow.
Right.
But you didn't, it just didn't make sense. You didn't have a chance in hell staying with this person. Nobody gave it more than 6 months. They lasted longer than everybody expected.
Good for them.
I think this was the conclusion everybody did expect.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's weird how in normal life, people talk about these things. Celebrities, you know, go through significant others as quickly as Ariana Grande, and everybody's like, she's a celebrity. It's fine.
Well, yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah,
the world is your oyster when you got that much money.
There you go.
Why not?
World is your oyster. I love that.
Real quick, we've got time for one quick story. We have the first movie of the year to reach up $1 billion at the box office.
Oh, we'll stay. Ooh, okay. I'll stay on this one.
I like it.
Let me sign in real quick. It just signed me out.
Oh, gorgeous.
With literally at this time. Google. How much time we got, Parker?
About 30 seconds.
It is the Super Mario Galaxy movie.
Oh,
it's the
really?
First movie of the year to reach $1 billion at the box office.
That's weird.
$428.5 million domestically and $571.5 million internationally. The first Mario Brothers movie also hit $1 billion. So Universal is doing very well for themselves. That's Swiper Say. I'm getting the wrap-up signal.